The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. When you and I read the Bible, first and foremost, please remember, you have to see or ask yourself, how does this apply to me? Don't read the Bible simply for knowledge. Don't read the Bible to use it against others. Read the Bible to make sure that it will help you become closer to Jesus by telling you what it is. For example, today, it talks about this Pharisee and the tax collector. The word irony is expressed here. The Pharisee is a churchgoer. The Pharisee is a man of God who knows the law, the commandments, and supposed to be a spiritual leader. And of course, the tax collector was branded as what? A traitor. Why? Because he was collecting taxes not to help the Jews, but to help the Roman Empire. But look what happened. It was the tax collector that came out justified and not the Pharisee. Again, remember, don't use this parable or this story, this gospel, to say again about priests, bishops, and the Pope. Meaning what? That don't use the Bible to make yourself feel good by judging others. Because that's what happened to this Pharisee. Why was his prayers, it did not reach the ears of God? Remember, we sang a while ago, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. Meaning what? When you approach God, do not boast of anything. Nothing that you are, that you have accomplished. God doesn't care. Please remember this, huh? Whatever you have, you may be a respectable politician, doctor, or whatever, engineer, or for whatever corporation, God doesn't care. We have nothing to boast to God. In this case, this Pharisee even boasted what he has done. Good things. Oh, I prayed, I've given tithes to the church, I've done these things, I've done that. It's like saying here today, oh, I go to church every Sunday, I pray the rosary, I'm a minister of the Eucharist, a minister of choir, or I'm a priest. Therefore, listen to me, this is what I have done. Sorry. God doesn't care about these things. Why? Because you're approaching Him with pride and arrogance. God doesn't care about people who are proud and arrogant or self-righteous, who think that they are better than the rest, to the point of what? What did he do? I am not like this sinner. Ah, look at that. How many of us are like the Pharisees? Huh? I wonder if we are humble enough to realize that we are like more like the Pharisee rather than the tax collector. That when we come here, we come with our so-called accomplishment. Hey, look at me. People know me. Hey, look at me. I've got a big house. Hey, look at me. I've got a nice car. Hey, look at me. I'm famous. No? Maybe among us, you might fool others or impress others. But when you approach God Himself, we are nothing. Why do you think when you approach me, your priest, that I don't care what you are, what you have? No? Do you think I'm threatened or I admire people just because they have money? I don't care about that. Because ultimately what? You're going to die anyway. Whatever you have now accomplished, it's nothing. And that is what I try to tell myself every time I read this gospel. Am I like the Pharisee? How does it apply to me? Am I affected by worldly honors? Because that is what the Pharisee had. That's why they were called hypocrites by Jesus. Because they pretended to be accepted or honored or appreciated by the people of God. By being seated in the place of honor, by praying publicly, so that people will see how holy they are. No? But those are nothing, because he approached God with such attitude. So please, when we come to church on Sundays, don't presume that you are saved just because you go to church on Sunday. No? Don't count it as if God is obliged now. Oh, thank you, you worship me today, thank you. No, God is not grateful. If we come here to go to church, we are the ones grateful. We are the ones privileged to come to church and serve Him, praise Him, thank Him. And that is the attitude of the tax collector. Imagine the tax collector. He was branded a traitor, an evil man. And yet, he acknowledged. See, that's the thing here. Please. When we say, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa, I confess to Almighty God. Please. Those are real words giving us the chance in front of God Almighty that we are sinners. That we have nothing to boast, that we have done many things against His will, that we have been prideful, full of ourselves. That is what happened to this sinner, to this tax collector. He wasn't perfect. He realized his sinfulness. And that is what we must have. Not simply knowing that we are sinners, but reaching out to God, believing in His mercy. But if you are self-righteous, what happened? Oh, I've done this, I've done that, therefore I should go to heaven. I've given to the church, therefore I should go to heaven. No, it doesn't work that way. You cannot ransom and pay for your salvation. If ever, which I know many of you are generous, it is because of your acknowledgement that everything that you have, everything that you are, comes from God. And by giving to the church, it is not to control the priest, but simply as a thanking, as a gratitude for God's grace. But again, let's face it, there are some people still who think by giving money to the church, they can tell the priest, don't say this, don't say that. Oh yes, many priests, sad to say, are mum or are not able to speak against evil, against immorality, even against abortion. Because some people who give a lot of money to the church would demand the priest to say, don't talk about abortion. Oh yes, these are realities, no? There are people who think that they can pay the priest, the pope, the bishop to shut up because they have given so much. And it takes a lot of courage. One of the things, I was with Father Ted for 3 weeks. And what I did was to shut up for 3 weeks and listen to Father Ted. 3 weeks of talking, Father Ted. And here I was, 3 weeks of listening. And what does he talk about? He talks about, him, of course, the global problems of the Adornos, the challenges that we have. And of course, along the way, in 3 weeks of listening to him, one of the things that I learned is that some people from our parish would text him and complain about me. I just smiled. But the problem is this, is that they complain that I keep on scolding you guys. Do you know that I don't like the word scolding because it can be condescending? Do you understand what I'm saying, right? Being loud, that's not scolding. Now, if I'm going to scold you, I'm going to scold one, but not the whole person, of the people, I mean. But the point is, when I speak from the heart. And when I speak, I get straight to the point so that nobody here can misunderstand what I'm trying to say. I may not be nice, but I'm not here to be nice. I am not a politician. I am here to simply make you realize, it's still a long way to go to become more united with Jesus. Because again, just like the Pharisee, you might think that just because you go to church or being a minister of the church that you're automatically saved. No, it's still a long way. And we have to avoid being accused by Jesus to be like the Pharisees. No, the Pharisee, they look good on the outside, but what? Rotten on the inside. They may look holy on the outside, praying, quiet in the church, but deep inside, full of arrogance and self-righteousness. And that we must try to avoid. But when you come here, don't compare. That's the problem with people. I never compare myself to you, nor should you compare yourself to others. That's why when I hear people talking against the Pope, against the Bishop, against the priest, and they think they know and they have the right to judge others, I squirm. Because who am I to judge them? That is what the Pope said when he was asked about the homosexuals, the gay people. Who am I to judge? Isn't that humility or what? What do you think? Huh? See, anybody here who thinks that they have the right to judge others, that is not humility. That is not being poor in spirit. That is being self-righteous. So you better be careful, huh? Don't spend time worrying about the sinners of the sinfulness of others. Pray for them, but don't talk about them. The only reason why I talk against sin, but I will never talk against the sinner. Because that is not what God wants us to be. He wants us to love each other because we are all in the same boat. But we cannot put ourselves above others by saying that this person is like that, this person is like that, and I have the right to judge them. No, you don't. Nobody has the right to judge anybody. No? So make sure you have a choice now. Be like the Pharisee that we just heard from the gospel, or be like the tax collector. Your choice.